Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, which is partially owned by Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this show. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So tell me what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, Mike, today I'd like to talk about infrastructure broadly in South Carolina and the importance of having the right physical systems in place to make sure that we are set for, you know, a modern industrialized economy over the next 100 years. And
well, I think that's a good topic to touch on because, you know, we've got a lot happening right now in the state with economic development, big factories being built, big factories being expanded, etc. So yeah, tell me where you want to start.
Yeah, I was out for lunch with an engineer friend of mine. He's been in business for 20 years, kind of a civil engineer, always been involved. These are the people that are setting the table for economic development. They're the ones that are doing the site development, and the water, and the wastewater, and the roadways, drainage, so that these plants can come to South Carolina, right? I mean, these are critical parts of the future of our economy. And there's lots of talk, obviously, around the state about transportation and highways and bridges. We've got the Carolina Crossroads Project. Mike, there was just last week an announcement by the South Carolina Department of Transportation. They've been awarded $175 million by the Federal Highway Administration to replace the four bridges over I-95 on Lake Marion. Major investment in that. I thought it was really kind of cool. They're also putting a barrier-separated bicycle and pedestrian path on the southbound lanes of I-95. Continue to think about not just cars, but other means of transportation, including walking. So,
yeah,
like we talked a lot about the port, deepening of the port, new terminals, new roads. We've got improving airports. You know, there's lots of talk about broadband and telecommunications, but our conversation with this engineer friend of mine was kind of centered around energy. Clearly, back in 2010, in and around that time frame, then SCNG, you know, makes the business decision to build two nuclear power plants. And you remember the arguments around that. South Carolina needs these power plants for baseload power generation. And those projects did not deliver, right? They, in 2017, they were canceled. So what have we done in South Carolina to replace that power generation? So, Mike, I went on to the South Carolina Department of Energy's website. There's a button there that says the 2022 State Energy Action Plans, not the 2024, but this is 2 years ago, 2022 State Energy Action Plans. And you know what I got when I clicked the button?
What?
Coming soon.
Oh, no.
I was floored. Like, it's just pause for concerns. Like, oh, my gosh, I want to try and find out, like, what are we doing to go back to the economic development announcements that you mentioned at the top of the show here. It's like we have had major economic development announcements over the last decade. How are we going to power those plants? They're going to need a lot of power. I would just like to throw it out there that one of the things that I'd like to get an answer and more clarity on, reach out to maybe the Department of Energy, Duke Energy, Dominion. What's the plan for power generation in South Carolina over the next upcoming decades so that we can fuel this economy over the next 100 years? I'd like to get more clarity about that. And just, I think, you know, we're going to have to be relying very heavily on engineers to kind of come up with this key component of economic development. So,
well, I can tell you, we'll certainly be reaching out to the Energy Office if they don't reach out to us first after hearing this. So, so yeah, you know, maybe, who knows, maybe it could be that, you know, there was something there and they're in the process of updating it. So it definitely would be good to check in and see what's,
right,
see what's going on for everybody's benefit. So,
right.
So Alan, great information. Thank you so much for the update today.
Mike, thanks for having me.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage, along with that link to the State Energy Office that he mentioned. Those will all be at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with voterheads.com, an affiliate of Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this show. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.